This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Two faculty members were shot at Denver's East High School this morning. The suspect is not in custody. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Just before 10 a.m., police got a call of a shooting at East High School. Two faculty members were transported to Denver Health. One is in serious but stable condition. The other is in critical condition and is undergoing surgery. Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas says the shooting occurred when a student was checked for weapons and a handgun was found.
That individual then fled the school, but we do know who that individual is, and a search is underway to try to locate that particular individual.
The student was subject to a daily search as part of a safety plan. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The Polis administration has unveiled a sweeping bill meant to lower housing costs by spurring more construction. CPR's Nathaniel Miner says it'll likely draw a fight at the Capitol.
For decades, local governments in Colorado have decided how and where to grow. That's led to a lot of sprawling single-family neighborhoods that have become extremely expensive. Governor Jared Polis is proposing the state step in and require many cities to allow denser, cheaper homes in all residential areas.
We're at a real inflection point here where we need a smart plan in an interjurisdictional way for more housing for rent and for purchase close to where jobs are and along transit lines.
The group representing Colorado cities has said they'll oppose any state attempt to take their authority. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
We are constantly updating CPR.org today as we hear from parents, students, and police following the shooting at East High School. At 4:40 this afternoon, our justice reporter Allison Sherry will update us on what we know. Join us during All Things Considered.